He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Tremendous boy, we can talk this out.
Sorry, Terra, but we can't. Because now, I'm gonna kill you.
Kara, I wanted to make sure you...
Stay back, Sabaticus.
By the silver nodes.
Let's take this outside, shall we, Terra Tremendous?
Let me go!
Emperor, this is Sabaticus. The boy's escaped. He's got Tara.
Do not be cross with the commander, counselor. He is loyal and protective of his queen. A dutiful first officer who has served me well. Whereas you are a weak and self-serving little parasite.
Your Majesty, please hear me out.
No, counselor. You hear me out. Dear sweet Terra. They warned me about you when I returned to Azora and began plotting my revenge against Nimbok. Commanders Halga and Valdon, even Commander Janar, they all urged me to keep an eye on you. You can't trust a Linthian, they whispered in my ear. But there was something about you, something that caused me to cast away the warnings, the doubt. I let it convince me to keep you on. Perhaps your ruthless ambition reminded me so very much of my own.
Empress, I had nothing to do with the escape of Terra the Tremendous. And when I learned of it, I only wanted to protect you.
Protect me?
From having to deal with the situation. So I took action. I found a boy with powers. A tremendous boy. To find and kill the girl before she aligns with Nimbok and attacks us?
Without consulting with me first?
There wasn't time.
Lies!
No!
You certainly had the time to hatch a plan to use the girl's powers to conquer the galaxy. That was your injudicious plan, was it not? Let the Empress have her victory with Nimbok. We'll take the Cosmo. Isn't that how it went down, Counselor? Isn't that what you said?
You told her?
Of course he told me. Jannar is loyal to me.
I serve the Empress.
He has kept me apprised of your treachery from the very beginning. You've been drunk with power since the day I brought the girl back to Azora.
Empress?
Secretly scheming. Dreaming of your reign. Delusions of grandeur.
Please listen to me.
And when Tara Tremendous escaped with Sabbaticus, instead of telling me, you chose to send a boy to kill her.
But he has magnificent powers like the girl, Your Majesty.
It wasn't your decision to make.
But it should have been. Who do you think has been making all the decisions on Azora since you were presumed dead? Me! Me!
And there, at last, is the real face of Counselor Perahu Tessa.
Forgive me, Your Majesty.
Oh, I do forgive you, Counselor. Only because things have evolved.
What? What do you mean?
Allow me to clarify. With raw power. I have evolved.
By the circle of the sacred crystals. The energy from your hands. Holding him against the wall.
Yes, Jannar. Mind-wiping Tara Tremendous may not have proven successful, but the infusion of her DNA into my royal blood has yielded the most incredible results.
Step aside, children. Move out of the way. I need to get on this pod.
Epic, please. Children first. And this isn't your pod.
It was the closest.
Pod 2, Epic. And pull yourself together.
Need I remind you that I agreed to captain the UXB, not flee from it in the middle of an alien galaxy.
And need I remind you that you're a scientist, and therefore aware that things can change at a moment's notice?
Gentlemen, is this really the time to be squabbling?
Closing hatch.
Passengers accounted for, Captain Reynolds.
Captain Reynolds? Hey, I kinda like that.
Sounds cool, right?
Yeah, it does. This is Seth, Captain Reynolds of the XT-1210, Shuttle Pod 3. Everyone set for takeoff.
Barrington in Pod 1, we're good to go.
Captain Epic in Pod 2, all systems go.
Engage cloaking devices.
Engaging. Engaging.
Hey, something's wrong.
Oh no, what is it?
I don't know. The pod's engine, it just died.
Are you kidding me?
No, look, it's completely dead. Something's happened.
Oh my God.
What's wrong? Are we gonna die?
What's the matter, Tara? Feeling a little sky sick? Let's see if I can help. Bullseye.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Now the moment has come, Terra Tremendous. Say hello to the afterlife.
You might kill me. You might get the fuel for your ship, but you'll still be empty inside.
Empty?
And frightened, because you're nothing more than a scared little boy.
Shut up.
I can feel the loneliness inside of you. Almost like we're connected somehow.
I said shut up!
What happened to you?
I trusted people. That's what happened. Tessa was the only one who was real. Who gave me a chance.
Tessa. And what do you think Tessa would say if she saw what you were doing?
You don't know anything about her.
I know you love her. Let me help you.
Help me?
Let me finish what I came here to do. To heal a rift between planets, between families. And then I'll work with you. I'll help you get back to your universe and find Tessa.
A regular angel of mercy.
I'm no angel, Tremendous Boy. I make mistakes. Big ones, in fact. My headmaster can tell you that. But I always look for ways to be better. And for a pathway to peace. To end conflict, not create it.
That's what makes you weak, Terra. Easy to kill.
Maybe not as easy as you think.
Tremendous Boy, she's been distracting you. Soldiers warping in from behind.
What? What? Treacherous little snake!
Fire!
Summoning the power of Almighty Man! You might be able to fight some of us, but not all of us at once. Especially now that I have the power of Almighty Man.
He's down.
Hold your fire. What is that? Embedded into the back of your neck.
What?
Tremendous Boy?
What? What have I done?
Please, Your Majesty.
Squirming around on the floor of my throne room like the worm that you really are, it's quite satisfying. Tell me, Counselor. How does it feel to be hit by a surprise attack?
I'm sorry for my transgressions.
Transgressions? What you've done is treasonous.
I warned you not to defy the Empress, Counselor.
You should have listened to Commander Janar, but instead you succumbed to the trappings of your ego.
Empress, I can still be of service.
I don't need your services anymore, Counselor. I don't even need Tara Tremendous anymore. Because now, I have a far greater power. The power that dwells inside of me.
Please, I beg of you, do not take my life.
I'm not going to kill you, Pera. That would be too kind. No, I'm going to imprison you. Forever. Where you can watch me rule Nimbok and beyond. And I can watch the jealousy eat you alive. Because every day you live, every day you see me rule, wishing it was you, you'll be dying a slow death inside. And that, dear Pera, is a far more satisfying conclusion. Guard?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Take him!
No, please!
Let that be a lesson to all who dare challenge me.
So, the infusion of the girl's DNA worked.
Indeed, Janal. I wasn't sure until today. And now, I have powers beyond reason.
What next, Essa?
Next? I think it's time to pay my nephew a visit.
Shall I prepare a ship?
Ship? Who needs a ship when I can create a transonic pathway through the stars?
By the twin suns, an energy tunnel forming.
It's time to reclaim Nimbok.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. It's from WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, five teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.